Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I used to care so much about portraying a perfect life and acting like everything was okay when really things were far from it. I was secretly struggling with my mental health and wondering if other people were too. That's why I created RealPod. Hi, I'm Victoria Garrick Brown, and every Wednesday I host the types of conversations that most of us only have in therapy. RealPod brings you the heart-to-heart moments we all need to be having and will leave you feeling comforted no matter where you're at in life. So leave the filter at the door, because it's time to get real. Tune into RealPod wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening in pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room. Z-Way is here. I'm so excited.
Hi, I'm excited too. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on my pod.
Of course. I follow you, your podcast on TikTok. And so I'm excited. I know. I'm excited.
Talk about the TikTok of it all.
Yes.
You're a TikToker.
I'm on TikTok. Yeah. I'm on all of the tech oligarchs' apps.
Are you on Snapchat?
I have a Snapchat account.
You know it's coming back.
It is.
Yeah.
I have Z-Way at Snapchat. I know. I was there early.
Who has Z-Way on Instagram?
A woman who lives in Sri Lanka.
Did you try to contact?
Of course. At Google Translate, I was typing away and she was like ignoring me. It could be a guy too.
You could get it. You know that, right?
Let me know. This is a call to action. If you're under the sound of my voice, give me my handle on Instagram.com.
I really think that if we put a little bit of effort, you could get it.
Let's get the hammer
out. Do you
want
it? Do you want it?
Of course.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. We'll get it for you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
Black
thank
Friend
you so
Essays.
Yes. Thank you.
I love the pink.
Thank you.
Are you a pink girl?
I am a pink girl. Yes. I wasn't always a pink lover. And over time, I've learned to embrace it and embrace
my femininity. Did you love Barbie?
As a child, I had a dentist Barbie. That was my Barbie. And so I liked that she was a working woman, but I really got into it as an adult and just the aesthetic of it, honestly. I thought it was really like hyper pop culture.
Wait, so when you were growing up, you were saying you grew into your femininity. When you were growing up, were you not
I was a
into
tomboy.
It? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I would play like Grand Theft Auto and like Crash Bandicoot. But I also liked Sailor Moon. So there was that side of me always existed. But over time, I've learned to really embrace the Bratz dolls and the Barbies.
Yeah, you're really into like the feminine looks lately.
It's just such a crystal clear understanding of like hyper-American culture.
Are you into fashion?
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love that for you.
Oh, thank
okay.
you.
I wanted to know, because like you studied writing too, right?
Yes.
So did you always know you were going to write a book? Like, was that the plan?
Yes, for sure. Was that the plan? I didn't know what kind of book I would write, but I always knew I would write a book. Yeah.
Did you think like it would be more memoir-y or something?
No, I don't think I'm interesting enough for a memoir. Nor
like
do I...
this is my life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like I don't have a Prince experience, and I didn't sell crack as a teen or date Tupac. So I think a book of essays is perfect for my what I'm willing to share.
I also love that it was like a shorty.
Yeah.
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 Like relatable. Everyone can read it. Readers and non-readers alike.
Exactly. It's accessible.
How long did it take you?
3 years.
Damn. Yeah,
2 to 3 years.
Wow. Yeah. That's a long time, no?
I think writing is a process that is important, and a book lasts forever. And so I want to make sure the words I put down in perpetuity are for like good. And their quality.
And the concept of the Black friend, was that also something that you knew that your book was going to go in that direction?
I found that the essays that I gravitated to the most centered around friendship. And there was also obviously the irony of that question from my interview show, how many Black friends do you have?
Yeah.
So I found that to be like a really interesting intersection.
No, your interview style.
Yes.
Tell me about it. Tell me how you grew into it. And
oh, yeah. Okay. I talk about this in my book. It's called Baited, like the interview style.
Right.
And so it's honestly based on the like Barack Obama Fox News era, where he used to wear tan suits and they would be so hyperbolic about the country and what Obama's impact was. And so I became really obsessed with like leading questions and the gotcha journalism. Also, Sarah Huckabee Sanders or Sarah Palin.
Oh my God. I did not know that's where you're going.
Yeah, Sarah Palin. No,
dude. Huckabee something.
There was a really iconic interview with Sarah Palin. And I want to say, was it Diane Sawyer? I think Diane Sawyer. Or could have been Barbara Walters, but I think Diane Sawyer.
Uh-huh.
And it's like gotcha journalism, and it's so iconic. And I was accused of gotcha journalism, but I really became really intrigued with like sound bites. And so that's where my interview style came from, was the like really specific 2010s era of modern journalism.
And that was in, it was 2017 when you started your
2016.
When you started your own show?
Yeah, it was a YouTube show.
It was a YouTube show.
Yeah.
And you had this idea. Did you get together? Was it like a production and like you really believed in this concept?
Yeah, I really believed in this concept. I believe in a lot of the art that I do, even if it's bad, actually, I believe in my concepts because you have to work through stuff. So yeah it was just, I shot a bunch of interviews with friends and they were different, they were themed, and we kind of vibed into what was eventually the most recent iteration.
Yeah, so it started definitely in the same vibe of what we've like seen from your interviews. Like you knew that was the direction with the Baited was you. And when you say baited, do you mean like is that like a gotcha moment?
Yeah, you're baiting. Basically, the premise is that you bait someone into answering an impossible question.
Yeah.
And then obviously hijinks ensues because how are you supposed to answer a question? You know?
And you don't like being interviewed.
No. You know, yes, I don't love being interviewed. What is it? What do you guys want to talk about?
I know.
I want to talk about like...
You don't want to talk about yourself.
No.
Well, babe, that's what we're here to do today. I don't know how you feel about that.
You know, honestly, I mean, I guess I'm going to rise to the occasion and let you know a little thing about me or something.
Yeah. But why don't you like talking about yourself?
Do you like talking about yourself?
I do.
Really?
Yeah. What does that mean? Is that bad?
No, not necessarily. I'm a listener. So I like to hear other people's experience. But
I do too.
I love it.
But that's why I want to learn about you.
Okay, well.
You know what I
mean?
Give
me a question. Let's do it. Well, let's get it poppin'.
But I'm saying there is kind of like a dichotomy here because like you are in the public eye. We see you out and about.
Yes.
You don't like though talking about yourself. Do you not like fame? Do you like the idea of fame?
Oh,
like
wow. People... What a complex question.
Oh, my God.
Fame is like a vehicle. Do you like a car? What kind of car?
Right.
You know, so that it depends on the day.
To see like your art, you mean? Like to a vehicle?
Fame is a vehicle to share anything. It could be like charity. It could be your clothes.
Yeah.
It could be your art. For me, it definitely is to create art that people consume. Do I like it? Yeah, sure. It's cool.
It's cool.
I can't complain. I have a beautiful life.
But you want to keep things mysterious.
I love intrigue.
Yeah.
And I love mystery. I like smoke and I like mirrors.
So do people ever know like who you're dating?
No.
Never, huh?
No, no one's ever even asked me. Do people care?
I care.
I'm not dating anyone.
No?
No, not right now.
Okay. What's your type?
Hot. I like hot guys.
Hot.
I like smart guys.
Yeah.
Funny.
Tall.
Funny. Like funny. You have to make me laugh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
We got to get you with like an SNL dude or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Would you date Pete Davidson?
I think that he is so iconic.
He really is.
Yeah, exactly. It would be, yeah.
Would you date someone not famous?
Yeah.
Like a complete like.
I would
love to.
Man. Yes, of course. I would love to date a guy that doesn't have an Instagram. That's
oh,
cool.
That's so hot.
I don't
yeah.
think Davidson has an Instagram.
I know he doesn't.
Yeah.
He does like come back though, and then he like gets bullied for a minute and goes away.
Oh, no.
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. Protect him at all costs.
You guys want to know what I'm wearing? I'm wearing the Skims dip thong cotton. You guys, Skims, you cannot go wrong. Holiday season is here. It's not upon us. It is here.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
And if you haven't gotten your holiday shopping done, Skims will be the best gift you could ever give. Your family, your friends, like your partner, everyone would be happy with Skims. I'm obsessed with it. I told you guys, a lot of you like literally messaged me being like, Amanda, did you really never wear thongs before Skims? And yes, I swear to you that I thought that thongs were the most uncomfortable thing. I was being all feminist, like, I don't have to do this. Like, you're going to see my underwear lines. I don't care because I'm not going to suffer and have a wedgie all day. That's what I thought. I thought it was like suffering. I thought it was like heels, you know? But no, with Skims, especially their cotton collection, you don't feel it. It's like sometimes I swear the other day I was like, oh my God, did I forget to put on underwear? I swear that's the feeling. And test me and see if I'm right or wrong, okay? Believe the hype, you guys. Skims has over 100,000 five-star reviews for a reason. They have a holiday shop. It's now open at skims.com. You can get free shipping on orders over $75. And after you place your order, this is important. Let them know you came from me, okay? Give me credit where credit is due. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select Not Skinny But Not Fat in the drop-down menu that follows. Love ya. Oh, how nice was the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? I mean, I've said this from the beginning since Macy's has sponsored the show. I said Macy's is like a staple of our lives, a staple of our childhood. And it goes back to not only, you know, going to the huge department store with my mom when I wanted new shoes or my first watch or, you know, Britney Spears's new perfume, but also like the Thanksgiving Day parade, just like things that are so enmeshed with, you know, growing up and home. And I really feel like Macy's has that. Not to get like emotional and cheesy, it is true. And don't forget about Macy's, okay, you guys, because so many times I link things for you guys that just so many amazing brands that I find at Macy's, like that Vince Camuto sweater that I love, found it at Macy's. It was like so much percent off. I just love it. So Macy's is there for you guys to refresh your winter wardrobe, get ready for the holiday party season, and shake things up with bold, bright colors. They literally have everything. Like, you guys, I linked this like amazing coat too. Like, it just has everything, you guys. So if you need more inspo, go to macys.com/ownyourstyle. And if you need a little help, they can pair you with a personal stylist and it's totally free. You could go to macys.com/personal stylist and you can book an appointment with a personal stylist today. They literally have everything.
You mentioned that you don't use your last name anymore.
Oh, yes. I'm a mononym.
You're like a Madonna.
I'm like a Madonna.
What's Madonna's last name?
Oh, gosh.
Does anybody know? Is that wild?
What is it? Ciccone.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, because she's from Michigan. Yeah.
Ciccone.
Madonna Ciccone. That's so fab.
Italian?
Yeah.
Okay. She's Italian. Right. Okay. I knew that, everybody. So you don't use your last name anymore. Where did that decision come from?
Honestly, from performing live comedy in New York forever, and people would introduce me and they'd be like, what's your last name? Okay, great. Got it. And they'd say it wrong. And so I got into just being called Z-Way. It's very clean and easy.
Like, it's easier for everybody and you don't have to get pissed.
I don't have to be like, okay, I'm listening. I'm learning. This is how you pronounce my name correctly. Like, I don't want to do that drama.
And growing up, though, did you experience that? Like,
yeah.
You grew up in Boston?
I grew up in Massachusetts. Yeah. I mean,
not in Boston, like outside.
Yeah. North of Massachusetts or north of Boston. And so every person with like a name that isn't like Scott Tillsbury or whatever.
Yeah.
It finds that they have to have that moment in the first day of class every single year where they're like, okay, Adam, Eric, and the teacher is like stuttering and you have to be like, it's me. You're talking about me. Yes, I'm the one with the strange name.
Yeah.
And it becomes like this song and dance. And so as an adult, I've learned that I don't have to participate in a dance.
Yeah.
If I don't want to.
You're right.
I'm very pro Footloose. You know?
Yeah. No, I like that. But it did it sit in a place where you were hurt by that, like growing up? Or was it just like, ugh, this is so annoying?
It's annoying. It's probably hurtful.
Yeah.
But it's also annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you grew up in Massachusetts. Your parents are from Nigeria.
Yes.
And you grew up kind of, it sounded like, in a strict household.
Yeah, definitely.
And so did you let loose when you went to like college and had independence?
For sure. Absolutely. Probably too much.
Where did you go to college?
Northwestern.
Oh, right. Yeah. I mean, everyone's like really smart there. So how loose are they letting?
Both loose and not loose at all.
Yeah.
Again, it's very footloose. It's like there are rules to this town. Yeah. I mean, what was college like? I'm still in college. I identify as 19. I'm very, very, very young and chic. And so I would say my day-to-day life is, you know, during the day, I'm a interviewer, writer extraordinaire. And then at night I go to frat parties.
Did you go to frat parties?
Yeah, I went to frat
parties. You did?
Of course.
Did you like it?
No.
Yeah,
it's very sticky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you go to school in New York?
I went to Ithaca, so no frat. You know Ithaca?
Yeah.
I mean, I have to be like the one where Cornell is, but not Cornell. That's how I have to tell
people
to go.
Well, because it's really hard. I did a speech there, and it's really hard to get.
Well, you went for TV and radio at Northwestern.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I went in the School of Communications, too.
Okay, wow.
Because it has a good communications
program.
Yeah,
no, it's actually famous.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
But I also went there because I searched. There were no frats. I was like anti-frats.
I think the propaganda against frats is really strong. So
yeah.
It makes sense that you would be anti.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I knew
they have a reputation.
Yeah. I was like, that's not my vibe.
No.
You know what my dream was? It was to go to like, this is my actual dream, to go to school in Canada where the drinking age is
18.
Right. And I could properly have a cocktail at a jazz bar.
That was me.
That's who I thought I was. Very didn't look like. I looked like I was trying to be Ashley Simpson. We talked about Ashley Simpson before
we started.
But I was also in my mind like, solo cups. That's not for me.
And by the way, it isn't for you. It was very dirty and sticky. And they had, like, in college, you have this thing called like a frat jacket, where it's like you take your least nice coat, your worst coat, and you bring it with you to the frat party in case you lose it or it gets sticky. It's like not
respectable
living.
But what's cool about you, you know
dirty.
What I like to find out? People that use what they went to school for.
What do you mean? Oh,
like
got
you,
it.
You did it.
I did it.
You went to school for TV radio and you did minor in poetry.
Yeah.
Right? You're using all that.
I'm using my skill.
I know.
It's actually
worth the $55,000.
Yeah, you're right. I would say higher education is worth it. All of it.
And then so after college, that's when you started your like career, or did you intern?
I interned everywhere. I interned during college at Comedy Central.
And in New York?
Yeah, New York.
So you went for like the summer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah. And I did that. And it was this rotational program at like Daily Show, Colbert, and then like the on-air offer, whatever, programming.
Did you like it?
I had no concept of what it means to be a professional comedian. Who knows?
But did you know you wanted to be one?
I knew I was funny. And I had all this skill in poetry, and I had no idea what I could possibly do with poetry. And so I applied to this internship, and I learned like the mystery behind this job. Like, I thought it was hilarious, people like high-fiving and playing basketball, but it was really just an office job. And so it demystified the industry.
Right. Yeah. It is true. People think that jobs at places that sound cool are cool, but like you're in an office still.
If anything, they just have like really funky wallpaper.
And like maybe like a cool fridge with some like neat drink.
Yeah, it's like liquid death. They have like a lot of liquid death in the fridge. But otherwise,
they probably didn't have liquid death when you
were
I'm
really young.
Oh, right. You're 19. I forgot. But okay. Yeah. So it wasn't the coolest, but you fell in love with it because you wanted to keep doing that stuff.
Yeah. I thought it was actually really cool. Mm-hmm. And I just found it really accessible. So yeah, I went after it full throttle my senior year of college and started interning at The Onion and then freelancing for The Onion and kind of worked my
the
way.
The Onion still happening? I mean, yeah, I know it's happening on like Instagram, but I used to in New York take The Onion.
The paper.
Right.
Where'd you get the paper?
They would hand them out, or they would be in like the thing.
Wow. That's so old. That's like newsies.
I'm telling my age.
We had
but you're
iPads.
So Onion. I was reading.
We were handing out iPads in Union Square, and I was like, oh, satire.
So when did you start performing at clubs?
2 years after college, 3 years after college. Yeah. Someone asked me to do a show, and they had asked me if I had experience, and I lied and was like, yeah, I do it all the time. And it was my first show, and I killed.
Yeah.
And that's usually how it goes. And then the next.
For you?
No, usually kill your first show.
Really?
And then afterwards, it's like you're getting beaten by the audience.
Yeah.
You know, have no experience. And so I did it for years after that. But yeah, it took me a long time to become comfortable on stage because I was shy.
And you were writing your jokes, like you were fully writing sets and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I started as a writer. So that's like a secret skill that people don't know I have.
Would you do like a stand-up special?
Yeah, I would.
You would?
I'm about to go on tour, actually. Yes, I'm going on tour. Literally
everybody, saddle up.
As of Sunday, Seattle, LA, San Francisco.
So you're doing like a live show?
Yes, live show. Philly, DC, Atlanta, Minnesota.
Just you?
Just me. Where else am I going? A lot of places.
What's
going
to be in your show? Can you give it
I'm
going to
talk about Wiki Feet. So my feet, obviously, look. At
this. Wait, so I saw the photo. Well, I see that.
Oh, the tag is on. Sorry, I don't know what I'm wearing. I don't see myself.
No one tells you.
No, I just put on clothes.
Wait, let's talk about this Wiki Feet thing.
Yes.
You have one photo on your Instagram with your feet, then they're buried in the sand.
Yeah, they are.
But you got a profile on Wiki Feet.
Yeah, in like 2019. And I wasn't big then, but I still was like slowly coming up. And I got on WikiFeet, and I found out that my rating was okay.
Who told you that you were on WikiFeet?
My friend Kelly.
Did you ask Kelly what she's doing on WikiFeet?
No, she honestly was like, this is how you know that someone's a celebrity.
No, but how did she know?
She's a creep. I don't know. I'll call her maybe, right now, you sicko. No, I don't shame maybe people she was for their like, sexuality.
Maybe she was like Googling. Maybe she was like a good friend. Like had a Google alert on you or something.
No, we didn't know. We found out together I was on WikiFeet. She was on WikiFeet independently, like horny for people's feet. But that's her cross to bear.
Yeah.
And so she found out I had a profile and that my rating was just okay feet. And so I was really hurt by that.
Yeah.
And so, but since I've been excerpted in The New Yorker,
wrote a whole thing about it.
I wrote a whole essay about
it. Oh my God.
Yes. Exploring my rating and the fact that I'm not really hiding my feet from the world. Like I'm hiding the world from my feet. And so it's just really hard. But my rating has since gone up.
It did?
Yeah.
But how? Have there been more pics?
Well, there's an excerpt in The New Yorker. There are more pics, but I think people have to pay for those on special websites. Otherwise, yeah, I'm beautiful feet. But I won't stop until I have better feet than Emma Watson, who I think is number one on WikiFeet.
She's number one on WikiFeet?
Victoria Justice is also really high.
Emma Watson, does she have a lot of pictures of her feet on the internet?
I think it's more that she has been very public for very long. She was in,
I want to know is WikiFeet legit judging feet? Or is it just like who they like?
12 million visits a month. 12 million. So it is a very popular website where people rate and rank women's feet.
So let's be honest, you're a little flattered you're on WikiFeed.
I don't think it's a flex, but I won't say I hate it.
And you said the score went up. What did it go up to?
5.
Okay. Yeah, 5. Out of what?
So I think I have beautiful feet, or like 4.2. 4. No, I think it's higher than that. Out of 5. 5 out of 5. But please go, if you are hearing the sound of my voice, I want you to go vote for my feet, create an account, and just like type nice things.
Wait, you do have a good voice.
Thank you.
Were you told that in your life? It's very soothing.
Thank you.
Unlike mine.
Your voice is nice.
Oh, don't lie to
me. I like, you know, like the nanny Fran Drescher.
Oh my God. Are you saying I have a nanny voice?
I think her voice is so beautiful. Because you have to understand, it's so special and iconic and like so particular.
Wait, but my voice reminded you of the
nanny. No, it does not
remind me. Don't you lie to me. You said it.
No, you said that you have a voice and I'm thinking of special voices.
Yeah.
Her voice reminds you of mine. So iconic. It's iconic to have a distinct thing about you.
Yeah. You know what? You know what I say about voices?
What? What do you say about voices?
This is what I say. Wait, everybody, listen to what I say. Would you want a boring voice?
No.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. You exactly. want personality.
Yeah.
We've started to like wash away everything that's special about us, but it's actually cool.
I know. Special. I'm saying if you don't have a good voice, make it good.
Make, yeah.
Add some flair.
Yeah, get a little, what is it, the valley.
Oh, the valley girl. The I do that sometimes. I get called out. They're like, you're trying to sound like a Kardashian. And I'm like, what if I am?
Vocal fry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
19.
You know what that's reminding me of? Your interview with Chet Hanks.
He talks like that?
No, he did some wild accents though with
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah. He does do accents. He has a lot of accent work.
I want to talk more about just having the chutzpah. Do you know that word?
Yes.
To
yes,
really
put... I live in America. Yes, I know the word.
Sorry.
Do you know the word eggs? Yes, I do, actually.
To put people in those uncomfortable situations. Were people ever scared to be interviewed by you because they thought you would put them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say I don't... So life is awkward, right? Like if you've ever watched a single interview, you'll find that the questions that celebrities get asked are absolutely out of their mind.
You're right.
Like you'll watch like old school Taylor Swift and then be interview and they'll ask her about who she's dating and like what size her foot is and like what her favorite pizza within the span of a minute. And it's press junket. And so I found that to be such an interesting starting point that allowed me to sort of walk into these interviews and have those wild questions with
me. But you would do it about much more like sensitive topics than like
But I don't know if that's true because people will literally ask women, they'll be like, so did you get custody of your children?
Yeah.
And that, I would never ask someone that. That's to me, that's a wild question.
Yeah.
But my interview
You would just ask, name 5 Asian people that you know.
Is that a hard question?
You could decline. Did you get declined?
People decline answering questions all the time. Yeah, it's a free country.
Yeah.
I believe it or not, I don't hold a gun to people's heads. I don't like kidnap their family and tell them that they can't leave until they do what I want. It's a consensual relationship.
And basically, like, there was a purpose to this show. There was a purpose to the way you were interviewing. You were trying to make like a bigger point about the world, not about the people.
No, my point is just comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really just like making myself laugh. And then if other people laugh, that's great. But I wouldn't say there was an ideology behind it.
And, you know, if the show was on today, would there be a dream guest that you would want to have that you haven't had?
A dream guest? I sat next to Kris Jenner at Loewe fashion show.
Oh, so that would be cool.
She's an icon.
She would have a sense of humor about it.
She is an icon.
No, she really is an icon. Yeah. You're right. So you like the Kardashians?
I used to watch when I was growing up.
Oh, you don't watch anymore?
I watched the new one. Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I used to watch.
Dolce Vita lifestyle.
What do you think? Were you team Kim or Courtney?
That's a tough one.
You're going to have to answer, babe.
The premiere, I felt bad.
Oh, yeah. This premiere, you mean? When they were on the phone and everyone made the nut, not Courtney group.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
I felt bad for her.
I know. I felt bad too. I think that.
And she's pregnant. She's going to have a baby.
Right.
So team baby.
Team baby.
Team baby.
I think that we can all assume that, yeah, she's not the closest with the family right now, you know? But that's, I don't think they need to be creating groups and naming them not Courtney.
How would you feel if I created a group chat with all your producers?
Do you know do you know what I would do? Like
what would you do?
Courtney took it pretty okay on the phone.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I'd create a second group chat called not Courtney.
I would
and it would be just me. I text myself.
Just you. But that's what's cool about you, because you love the Kardashians. You also love 90 Day Fiancé.
I do.
Bravo shows. You were just on WWHL.
Yeah.
Vanderpump Rules.
Of course.
How'd you feel during Scandaball?
I've been watching Vanderpump Rules since Bail.
Do you know her? Just Bail? You didn't start at one?
No, I started at one.
Okay. Wait. I used to call myself hashtag VPR ambassador. This is a true story, you guys. Even though I watched it like 5 years later.
Really?
The reason I called myself an ambassador was because I was so fucking passionate about it. And telling people that, like, this is such a good show.
It's beyond.
Like, they have sex with each other's boyfriends.
Exclusively. Wait, can we get a touch-up? Is it okay?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with VPR. I wrote about VPR in my book. I wrote about Raquel.
How you feeling?
Well, because I was obviously Team Ariana. That's a horrible thing to do.
Yeah.
But then the third reunion part, where we're sort of yelling at Raquel with like stakes,
Rachel
with like pitchforks, I started to feel guilty.
Yeah.
Like I was complicit in something darker.
Yeah.
So I wrote about that because I'm endlessly obsessed with Vanderpump Rules.
And I think we can also see that like Ariana's thriving.
She's living a great life.
Like I feel like she would probably be like, Scandaball is the best thing that ever happened to me.
It's hard because such great expense is her life having this crescendo, right?
Right. Like,
that is so tragic.
It's also probably not what she would want to have catapulted.
And you have to talk about it constantly.
She's over it.
I'm sure that's really hurtful.
I know.
But I'm really happy that she's doing well.
But are you secretly also happy that Tom is going to be on the next season?
I think that Raquel should be on the next season too.
Do you think she would? Do you guys see that she was auctioning off her lightning bolt necklace?
Tom sweatshirt.
And the lightning bolt
necklace. Yeah, which cost $796. Did you see that? Researchers, journalists know how much it costs. I think we should buy it.
Oh my God. I feel like people would not buy it. Like, what's the opposite of buying something? Like, buying it and burning it? Like, I don't even know.
Buying it and burning it is still buying it. And I actually hope anyone wants to buy and burn my book. That'd be great. I would love that press.
You are such a saleswoman. So what's your all-time favorite Bravo show? Is it VPR?
VPR, but I think actually Beverly Hills.
Okay.
But old school Beverly Hills was that dinner from hell.
Yeah.
Was great.
And do you like where it's at now, the show?
We'll see. It's a new season. Kyle's getting a divorce.
What do you think is happening? Is she with that Morgan?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Do you like this midlife crisis situation?
I think it's really chic.
Wait, did you see that someone put a meme that she looks really like when she was walking with her down the street and they were both in trucker hats? Somebody did a meme that they look like Wayne's World.
Yes. I think Kyle posted that.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she reposted it. They absolutely look like Wayne. And who's the other guy? Wayne and Dwayne.
I think I'm making that up. But
are you? No, but it was like Wayne something.
Oh, how good was that? Where did he go?
Mike Myers. He's also living a fantastic life.
You say
voice
don't
of Shrek.
You're like, don't worry about
he's thriving.
Don't worry about Mike Myers.
Thriving.
I know, and you talk speaking of Shrek, look at that segue, everybody. Speaking of Shrek, you mentioned Donkey.
I love Shrek. I do believe Shrek 2 is the greatest.
I have a kid,
movie.
So I've watched Shrek like as a mom, like you want to watch this. You want to try to get your kid to watch stuff that you would be interested in watching.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm so good with Shrek.
Shrek
you know
is
what
fun.
My favorite part of Shrek is? You know when they go to, what's that town called with the man?
Far, Far Away Land?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have like, nah, they have that song.
Yeah.
And then they say,
oh, we like to chant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they say,
Braveheart.
That's my favorite part of the whole movie.
It's a good joke.
Because I'm like, I'm an adult and I know what they mean. And they know that like the kids won't know, but we'll know. That's my favorite part of the movie.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way. Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And so the dirtiest part of the children's movie.
So dirty.
True story. I went away with husband Noah and my sister Arielle joined us. And actually, we were just in Queens at the Rockaway Hotel, but we forgot to bring wine. And it was such a shame. We forgot to bring wine. And Arielle was like, don't worry, I'll order wine from Drizzly. And I was like, what's Drizzly? And she's like, it's an app to order alcohol and stuff. And I was like, okay, they're not going to have like the, you know, I'm a wine snob. Okay. I'm not going to drink any wine. So I was like, okay, they probably don't have like the wine I want though, which by the way is Aveline. And she was like, yeah, they do. So we ordered Aveline to the hotel. It arrived in no time. It was so convenient, so great. And I just love it. I love this idea. It's genius. And I feel like it's so helpful for all y'all. Download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. For alcohol delivery, you have to go to the app. You have to be 21 plus. Okay. It's not available in all locations. They also have Kettle One, Don Julio Reposado, and Bullet Bourbon. So many options, you guys. Whether it's your go-to favorite or something new, Drizzly is here to help you find the right drink for the right moment and deliver it to you. From holiday cocktail staples to new seasonal flavors, download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. That's Drizzly, D-R-I-Z-L-Y.com. Must be 21 plus, not available in all locations. Article, you guys. Article, the place to shop for furniture for your home, for your apartment, whether you're nesting or you're like me and you want to change everything every 5 minutes, or you're moving or you're expanding or whatever it is. Article has everything you need. They have amazing designs, and because of their online only model, they have really great prices too. And whether you're looking for mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, boho, Scandi, they have it all. They offer fast, affordable shipping across the US and Canada, and they don't leave you waiting around. You pick the delivery time. I had the Burrard sectional couch. I have the Senno dining table for quite some time. I have a rocking chair in Noah's room. I have a Boucle bench. I made my mom get the Sven couch. I remember I copied it from like Lindsay Hubbard, I think. So Article is the place to go, you guys. They are offering my listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim that, you have to go to article.com/notskinny, and that discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/notskinny for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. That's article.com/notskinny for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Let's talk about the interview style that we were talking about. I want to say that I'm seeing more of that style now coming out. I'm seeing some other people do the like awkward silences and things like that. Are you flattered by things that are a little bit of imitation? Are you like, ugh, like that's my thing?
I don't think anyone can own like
a style
of interviewing.
Yeah.
I exist in an aura that is greater than me. Like I was inspired by Zach Galifianakis and Nathan Fielder.
Andre. Oh, you were inspired
Oprah
by
Winfrey.
Zach. Okay.
Yeah, all of them. They're iconic.
Yeah.
And so when I see this style of interviewing sort of grow from where I started, I think that's cool. It inspires me to continue working on my craft.
Right. Yeah. Like to... You mean like maybe reinvent yourself?
I am someone who loves the artistic reinvention. Like when Rihanna got short hair, and then when she got red hair, and then when she got short bob.
I mean, everything Rihanna.
Exactly. So I think that's sort of essential to being
like
popping. To being popping. Like, who are you? Switch it up. Wear a bow.
So you think if you came out with a new show today, you would come out with a new concept?
I don't know. I would work through what that means and whenever that starts.
You did? Do people call it WWHL? It's hard to say.
Watch What Happens Live.
So people just say that full thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or they say Andy, I think, but I don't know.
Okay. So when you went on Andy, when you went and watched What Happens Live, you were with Mary Crosby.
Yes.
Were you excited about that pairing?
Yes. I requested it.
No. You did it. Do you watch Salt Lake?
Of course.
Oh my God. You watch it all.
Yeah.
People were.
I'm accessible.
She's relatable. People were really
I'm sick.
People were really into your reactions, like your facial expressions.
I mean,
Mary's,
she's so iconic and such an interesting. Talk about someone you never know what they're about to say. That is a woman who is full of surprise.
Did you learn anything from her that night that you didn't know?
That fish fillet is both luxurious and also she's a vegan, vegetarian, but eats chicken nuggets.
Oh, so those how's that all, allowed?
You know, that
maybe
part
it's
we
not real
get
meat.
To. Oh, I also learned about the champagne. Champagne. Did you hear about the Dom Perignon 2003?
Oh, I heard that about.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand it.
Well, so there was this year in Europe where there was a really bad drought and it produced one of the best Dom Perignon years.
And she told you about that?
Yes. And yeah. So she taught me about.
That's so random.
I think now I know. I wanted to gift it to her, but. It's a really expensive.
So you're like NVM. Never mind. One of your closest famous friends is Emily Ratajkowski. Do you call her Emrata?
No.
Call her Emily.
I do.
Okay. Just was wondering because we all call her Emrata.
Yeah.
If like anyone in her life calls her that, you know?
Yeah. It's like Superman and Clark Kent.
Right. And I noticed that in your book, you don't really, she's not the beginning of any chapter, even though a lot of your interviews are.
Oh, she isn't?
I don't think so.
Oh.
And when you do reference her, you don't say her name.
Yeah.
Is that a choice?
No. I wrote a bunch of essays. So what I ended up cutting down, like she was at the beginning of a couple essays, but I don't know if I used them.
How did you
become
friends?
She had a book coming out literally a year ago and I loved it. I thought it was great. And so we ended up doing a couple fashion events together and connected.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And you noted this because you were talking about, you know, growing up and having people confuse you with another Black girl in your class or something. And one of the most recent stories you said was actually at like the U.S. Open.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I wasn't confused at the U.S. Open. I was sort of identified correctly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was confused at the WNBA game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Plays.
Yeah. That was such a weird experience because I was going there to prove Michael Che wrong, that people cared about women's basketball and that it was a perfect utopia. And so we had a conversation about the WNBA and he said no one watched it. And so
you went.
I went. And then they misidentified me on the Jumbotron as Sam Jay.
But they put you on the Jumbotron, just not as you.
Yeah. Yes. And I was wearing a shirt that said Z-Way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was
so what happened after that? Did anybody apologize or reach out?
Yeah, definitely. They were really kind about it. And also, I find it to be sort of laughable. I think it's funny. I can see how someone's feelings would be hurt, but it's pretty iconic to have one woman wearing a shirt that says, I am Z-Way, and another person saying, I'm not Z-Way. I'm not Z-Way. She's right there. That's just perfect.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Like it's content. Like sometimes do you feel like because you're a comedian and a writer, you take moments like that and you're like.
Life inspires my work for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was like Ray Romano used to say that sometimes he would get in arguments with his wife and they would go on longer because he would like look for material.
Yeah.
So I respect that.
Oh, Ray Romano, you're bringing it back today.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a
Is
scholar.
He also doing well? I'm like, where's Ray?
Ray,
he's doing
Ray
great.
Has one of the best syndicated sitcoms in American history.
He's doing so good.
He's a hit maker.
You said before that you would want to be the first Black bachelorette.
Oh, yes, I did.
So you can't be the first anymore. But would you be a bachelorette?
Yeah, I don't think I couldn't imagine kissing anyone on screen.
Really?
Yeah, they'd have to blur it out.
Because your parents?
Not even because of me. Do you want to make out with someone on screen?
I mean, not with like tongue, but they don't really do tongue anyway.
You would kiss someone on screen?
I think I would.
And just be pecking them?
Maybe a peck, not a tongue. I used to watch
multiple
that show.
Men?
I don't know if multiple.
No, they kiss
probably,
a lot
I know
of
they
guys.
Kiss
no,
a lot
not,
of guys.
I'm not slut shaming
yeah.
to be clear. I'm saying for my own.
Yeah,
I would
you couldn't
be like,
do it.
Let's kiss.
Yeah.
Like, I would not want to kiss you.
I know.
Yeah.
It's weird they do that. Did you watch The Bachelor or did
you? Of
course. What, you're watching the golden one right
now? Of course.
What?
It's, yeah.
Okay, you guys, Z-Way watches more TV than me.
I watch a lot of TV. Yeah. Why don't, when I'm watching TV and hair and makeup probably.
Yeah. Yeah. The Golden Bachelor, are you into it?
Yeah, I like that the woman was like, we need chairs. We should be able to sit.
I know.
She's like an activist for all the older bachelorettes. That's funny to me.
I know. And he's cute. He is, and he's really like cute. 70 something.
I know. They should get some young girls on the old Golden Bachelor.
For people that are interested in buying your book.
Yes.
What's your elevator pitch of your book? Like, how do you sell it?
I sell it as a vehicle for me to get my feet score up on WikiFeet, honestly. And that usually gets people titillated because they're like, what is WikiFeet? But really, it's like a book of essays about pop culture that I make uniquely about myself.
I love that.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that you can make things about yourself in your book, but you don't like making things about yourself in interviews, you say, and kind of in life.
What's your sign?
What do you think it is?
Gemini.
Yep.
Oh!
You fucking bitch! Why?
I just can tell.
What?
Really a little confrontational. I like it. Spicy. I'm a Pisces.
Stop. Wait, what does Pisces mean? I only know
angelic
my own.
Angelic sweethearts from heaven, godlike.
Wait.
Rihanna, Elizabeth Taylor.
Wait, for real?
No, for real.
Wait, what gave Gemini and, for me in this interview?
I don't know. You have, there's an energy.
Really?
No, I love it. Oh, I think it's really chic.
To be a Gemini?
Yeah, Geminis are hot.
No, Geminis are good.
They're
Would
hot.
You date a male Gemini?
The hottest men I know are Gemini.
Really?
But they're...
I feel like men are scarier.
But they'll rain down the hammer on you.
Yeah. I don't know if being a man Gemini... I feel like a woman Gemini is better than a man Gemini.
Emily's a Gemini.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense. Everything makes sense in this world. I loved when you said, I'm not a supporting character. I am the protagonist of my perfectly imperfect story. How do you feel about it, though? Because I feel like you give main character energy.
I am a main character.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not, but I think I can try. People may try to sideline me, but how do you sideline the wind?
How do you sideline the
you
wind?
You can't.
You can't.
A building.
You are so confident, Z-Way.
I am?
Yeah.
Really?
You don't feel it?
I don't think, wow, confident day.
But because I know you don't love talking about like how you grew up and stuff, but.
Confidence.
Okay, but you know what, Z-Way? If you tell me I'm confident, yeah. I'll be like, I am. You know why?
Why?
My mom told me every day that I'm the most beautiful, most talented girl
beautiful.
In the world. That's why.
That's
And
beautiful.
I'm like, I could be ugly and dumb and I wouldn't know because she told me that every
that's
day.
That's really sweet.
Do you know what I mean?
No, that's amazing.
Yeah. So that's why when I ask you that, like, I'm wondering if that.
Oh,
like
if my mother told me. Yeah, my mother told me I was beautiful. I do look like her. So she could have had intentions behind that one.
And your siblings, are you close with them?
Yeah, definitely. And we do look alike. And
yeah.
They are beautiful as well. I'm confident.
Wait, are you what? Where are you in the three?
I'm a middle child.
Same.
I think you are.
Yeah. Do we give it?
Boys or girls?
We're all girls.
All girls.
What about you?
All boys, but me.
Oh. Yeah. Is that why you said you were a tomboy, you think?
I think men have a lot of freedom.
Yeah.
It just seems really nice to be able to eat dirt and fight. So I was looking over that side of the, you know, yard thinking that's pretty cool.
And now you're leaning into the femininity like we talked about.
Yeah, because dirt would dirty my nail.
Look at your nails. Oh, you're going no nails.
I'm going no nails.
I'm going no nails too.
Yeah, I think we're bringing it back.
Yeah. Did you do long nails when that was happening?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you were doing like the
Yeah, but people don't talk about the, like the, I had gel X. What people don't talk about with those gel X, like
yeah.
Kardashian nails, is you can't type. So you're really like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the Life Size movie with Tyra Banks, but you're literally typing with those nails like, and I'm a professional writer.
Yeah.
Imagine me writing my book, like as I'm shooting my old show, being like, and how many friends? It was not sustainable.
So you stopped because of the writing?
I'll bring it
back.
It's
also passe though.
Is it?
Nails.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm about to do nails in a day.
Like what kind of nails?
Like French tips. I usually get French
tips.
Oh,
no. French tips is fine.
Yeah, yeah. Those are cute, right?
Yeah. French tips are cute.
Okay. But the bad ones are the super long.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's not happening.
It's
and
not,
like the designs, you know?
Oh, I never do the design.
Yeah.
I like a nude
Yeah,
neutral.
Yeah. That's chic.
Yeah.
That's chic. Talking about your mother, you did say my mother's
what
not
What kind of way to start a question is that? You're and like, what is wrong with you? What are
talking about your mother?
Talking about your mama. Like, you need help. Did you debutante?
What? Me? What?
I'm kidding.
I went to high school in the city, babe.
Which high school did you go to?
Beacon.
Okay, I don't know anything about city
No,
schools.
You literally don't.
No, I don't.
Oh, that's what it, when we were talking about your name before, and we said that you just go by Z-Way. and you said that you people used to ask you what it means.
Yeah.
And you used to just tell them random
flower.
Shit.
Yeah, I'll be like, Z-Way means flower.
Did people believe you?
Of course.
No, I love it.
Of course. It's like,
what's the wildest thing you've said that it means?
I mean, usually I say it's flower, or I say it's beautiful princess. I say it's Princess Mononoke.
Does it actually mean something?
Yes. It means when I was born, my dad was away.
But by the way, Amanda means something too.
What does it mean?
She who must be loved.
Oh.
In Latin. I got a tattooed on me because I'm a loser.
No, that's not a loser. That's beautiful.
I know. If you find out your name means that, you're getting it tattooed.
And you just Googled it.
No.
How did you find it out? I don't know.
No. I know what actually... People that are Spanish speaking will think that I'm Spanish sometimes. Apparently, Amanda is like a name. There.
Yeah, that's
so tracks. They're like Amanda. And then a person once told me, and then I fact checked them on Google and I was like, Mommy, is that why you named me Amanda? And she was like, no, literally. No. I wanted to name you Brittany and, you know.
I was almost named Kelly.
Really? We could have been Brittany and Kelly.
Brittany and Kelly.
So basic.
No.
Like Amanda Kelly? Isn't. Amanda isn't.
Kelly is queen.
Wait.
I like
for real,
Kelly.
Your parents were debating between Z-Way, which is short for
Z-Way Rikoru,
and the other option was legit straight up Kelly. Damn.
Yeah.
Did you know that growing up?
Yeah, of course.
And were you like, why didn't you do Kelly? Or were you happy?
I hated my name as a child. I hated it.
And now you
my
love
name.
It for sure.
Well, it's great branding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. I'm at peace.
Yeah. No, it's a good name.
Yeah, thank
it's
you.
It's a cool name. I mean, but it is still shocking back to our first conversation that you couldn't even get your name on Instagram and Nina could, you know?
I know, but
like
hey.
You probably thought the one thing that, you know, I could get my name.
I was determined and I'm still determined. Like
we're going to get it.
Exactly.
We're going to get it. Okay, before we go, some pop culture stuff.
Okay, cool.
First of all, you mentioned Taylor in a comment earlier.
Yes.
Are you a fan?
Yeah.
Are you a Swiftie?
Am I a Swiftie?
Did you go to her Eras tour?
No, I didn't.
But not a Swiftie.
I was invited. I just didn't.
You were invited and
yeah,
you didn't go?
Yeah, Phoebe texted me, but I had work. I'd work.
Okay.
But I'm a Swiftie. I like Taylor's music.
Well, yeah, you like her music. What do you think about her
I like the song Bad Blood.
What do you think about her relationship with Travis Kelce?
What about it?
It's the hottest celeb relationship right now.
Yeah, that's
you
that's what I think of it.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't have to date him. He seems hot. He was wearing these really nice Kalina Estrada pants. Mm-hmm. Those were fresh. I'm a huge fan of that designer.
So here's the thing.
What?
I said something pretty raunchy.
What did you say?
I went out to the world of Swifties the army, and I said that she has bad style.
And what did they do in your comments? I know they blew them up.
They blew them up. Ooh. But you know what? It was mostly, I'm a Swiftie, and I agree.
Really? Okay.
And some people were like, I agree, but that's the vibe.
Mm.
That she dresses like your best friend in seventh grade.
I think she has a couple, like the outfit she wore to the SNL party. The catch, when they went to catch, I was there. And I thought she looked cute. She had this nice Versace corset.
She did the corset.
That
yeah,
was
yeah.
cute.
The corset was okay. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That was cute.
I think it's maybe like the commitment to like certain other things. But my point is,
For the record,
don't look at what I'm wearing today, okay?
I don't endorse a word this woman. I don't even know this woman. I met her today. So I stand with you.
I went to the Eras tour.
Je suis Swiftie.
I went to the Eras tour.
I had work. I work.
But here's the thing. My point was about Travis, that he has really good style. Like he's putting the work in. The designer, you just say, I don't even know. So he's in it. So maybe he'll like influence. Who do you think is crazier?
What a sub. How do you just put that on the table? I don't co-sign any of this.
Okay.
I don't co-sign any of this.
Great. I'm saying
if you're 12 years old and you have a keyboard, don't get mad at me. Leave nice comments on my TikTok. Follow me at Z-Way.
So what fandom do you think is crazier? Bravo?
You trying to get us killed?
No.
What is wrong with you?
Bravo people or Swifties?
What fandom am I most afraid of?
No, not afraid of. Like, who do you think is like more hardcore, like fighting for their cause, you know?
And I'm supposed to answer this?
Yeah. Swifties?
Swifties go hard.
Go harder.
But
so do Bravo people.
Bravo people go hard.
Yeah. Would you go on a Bravo show? Like Real Housewives of New York? You're in New York now.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know how that would work. But it would be funny.
Imagine you're like friend of.
I think that seems like it's the best case scenario. Because like Mary Cosby, I'd pop in, insult someone's outfit, and then dip.
Dip out.
Like, that looks like crap. Goodbye. Deuces. Versus being a housewife. But who knows?
I mean, now today, none of the housewives are actually housewives.
They're not housewives. Yeah. And some of them don't live in New York, apparently.
Do you like the new Roni?
I think it's interesting. Do you like it?
I do, actually.
I think it's cute. I think like Brynn is funny. I think that Jessel, like, I'm a tank top. But I'm waiting.
Wait, she has a name for her fandom?
Tank tops.
I love it.
Tank tops.
She really changed her narrative.
She became a star.
Overnight.
She became a star. Uba is a star. But
yeah.
So I like, there are some elements of it that I think are really fun.
But seems like you like OG. I feel like in your tone, you like OG vibes better.
I'm never going to hate on a new cast of women.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to see what they do the next season.
Yeah. But she likes OG a little bit.
Jenna is cool. I love Jenna's outfit.
Jenna is cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mary Fuck Kill, Vanderpump Rules, Roni, the new Roni will do.
Okay.
I know who you're killing. And Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I would Mary Fuck Kill.
Yeah.
Fuck Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, duh.
Because they're all horny. They're just like naked and making out.
Yeah.
I really want Lala, Kent, and James Kennedy to date.
Their chemistry is off the charts.
Endgame.
Do you know how much I love? Nobody's feeling me.
Like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you.
That was a bop and should have been one on Spotify.
I think that.
Wait, you didn't finish.
Oh, sorry.
Fuck Vanderpump.
Fuck Vanderpump, marry BH, but and then unfortunately kill Roni.
Yep, she's showing it, babe.
But I like Roni and I talked to those girls. And
yeah,
they've reached out to me. So we'll see. I don't know. They're interesting.
We'll see. I don't know. Okay. Let's end with our mutual favorite, Britney Spears.
I love Britney Spears.
I know. You said, it's like, I want to take what you said. You said like that she's the defining celebrity of your childhood.
Yeah, definitely.
She really is. I wanted all of it. I wanted the stomach, the
jean, the denim outfit,
the
fedora,
the belly button ring.
Yeah, she was baddie.
All of it.
Baddie. I love Britney Spears with all my heart. I think she's given so much to pop culture.
Oh, but it goes back to what you said. What did you say about Ashley Simpson? That was before we started.
Yeah, what did
you
I
said
think?
Something's true.
Oh, with pop stars?
This is
my propaganda.
It's a good take. Yeah.
But I believe that pop stars are in the era that they're in and they give what they give and that we shouldn't demand more. Like what they give is so much, these young women.
Yeah.
And Britney Spears was at the top of the charts for so long. Hit after, Oops, I Did It Again, Toxic. Every album was a prerogative. She was doing covers that were hits. Maybe One More Time. So I simply believe that Britney has given us everything that we could possibly ask for. Like, we can't be little greedies. I can't wait for her book to come out either. I'm excited.
What'd you think about Michelle Williams, not Destiny's Child, narrating it?
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Are you not cool with that?
I want to hear from Britney. Oh. I want to know that,
okay,
like...
Okay, tea, though. I'll give you tea.
Okay.
Reading your own books is hard.
Yeah.
I won't say... I will say it's difficult.
You almost said sucks.
I would never say that. I would say it was a beautiful experience.
Yeah.
And it's filled with
love. So you think she didn't feel like it?
I can't speak. I don't know. But it's really hard. I read my book when I was writing it 100 times. And then you have a week, like 3 days for audiobooks when you're reading it. Yeah. It's hard.
I wonder if it was, I just hope, like, first of all, I remember when the book was supposed to come out. I know that now it's coming out.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Like next week.
I want to see it happening.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'll believe it when I see it. I just want to see her again. I know what you said is true and I want to, and I support Britney. I don't comment on her videos in terms of like, what is she doing here? Why is she with knives? Like, I'm really letting her be, you know? Like she doesn't need more criticism or judgment.
She deserves
the
best.
Are you going to be reading the book?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay.
So Z-Way's going to be, look at my closing, everybody. And learn. Z-Way's going to be reading Britney Spears'
Tom
book.
Tom Brokaw over here.
And everyone should go read Z-Way's book,
yes.
Black Friend Essays. Highly recommend. It's also short, easy read, fun read, and you're great. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Please Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.